started it here in Manchester. Parshas Chukas will be to help him.
The parasha begins, those chukas are Torah, and Rashi tells us chukah means we don't understand it and don't ask any questions, gezeirim ufonai, yeah? So normally when we have a mitzvah, always there's some sort of a limud we can take from the mitzvah. So this mitzvah gezeirah, it's the chayra, what can this mitzvah teach us? It's a chok. So you could say it could teach us that itself, the inyan of makayim mitzvah without understanding the reason. And even if we do understand the reason, we're not supposed to become it just because of the reason, yeah? They say, this parasha parah is a lesson for the whole Torah. Even those mitzvahs you think you understand, don't assume you know the reason, and don't keep it only because of the reason. If you keep it only because of the reason, that could lead you to make cheshbon as well. I've got my own cheshbon chreis. They say, macholas asuras is not good for you, whatever. So you can say, well, now it's different or whatever. Or you can go off the right path by emphasizing too much the reason of the mitzvah, yeah? There is a shitta of Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon ha yodoyrish tamo dekra. And Reb Shimon's shitta is, you're allowed to use the reason, and upon the reason, change the halacha. The mashal, there's a lav in the Torah, loisach boil beged almona. If you lend money to a widow, a poor widow, so you take, normally the minig was you take a piece of clothing and you keep it as a security to make sure you'll get back your money. But the halacha is, you have to give it back every time they need it. Yeah? That's halacha. You have it just, you know, you feel under pressure to pay you. That's called a mashkin. And the lav in the Torah don't take a mashkin of a beged from a widow. So Shimon says, I'll tell you the reason why. The reason is because you have to give it back the whole time. Maybe you're going into a house every day to give it back every night, depending on whether it's a ksus yoim or a ksus laila. So you're putting yourself under suspicion. You're frequenting the house of a widow. Says Shimon, oh, that's the reason. So it only applies if she needs it back. If she's a wealthy widow, she doesn't need it, but you can do it. So he's changing halacha based on the reason, and we don't pass like that. So we see that more the reason can be a chizuk, a limud, but we're not supposed to extrapolate from the reason and change the dinim of the mitzvah. Similarly, famous example, Shlomo HaMelech, what did he say to himself? The Torah says, a king can't have too many wives. Why? They'll divert him away from Yiddishkeit. I'll be alright, what happened to me? It doesn't apply to me. And I might say it wasn't good in the end. So you see, we're never allowed to use the reason, to emphasize the reason too much, and certainly not to make new halachas based on the reason for the mitzvah. And even those mitzvahs, we know the reason is only a fraction of the real reason. There's many more hidden reasons, and we're supposed to keep the mitzvah because the Boshim told us to keep the mitzvah. So Paraduma is Chukas HaTorah, a lesson for the whole Torah. Just like Paraduma, we don't know the reason we keep it. All the mitzvahs should be kept really as a chayt, even those who do know the reason. There's another lesson in Paraduma, the Rechaim HaKodesh brings out this point. We can learn from Paraduma particularly that it's got no reason. The lesson is, this parasha of Tumas Meis shows us the greatness of Klal Yisrael. Especially more than other mitzvahs. The parasha of Paraduma, which is used to matar from Tumas Meis, brings out the extra mile of the Gvaldiger mile of Klal Yisrael more than the Goyim. In what way? Because there's no Tumas Meis back, doesn't apply to Goyim. Tumas Meis doesn't apply to Goyim. So that shows that Klal Yisrael is very special, very unique. Now you might ask a question. No mitzvahs apply to Goyim. Why not say, Tefillin doesn't apply to Goyim. Goyim can't keep Shabbos. So what do we mean when we say the fact that Tumas Meis doesn't apply to Goyim brings out the greatness of Klal Yisrael? Why did any mitzvah you could say that? The answer is as follows. We're not talking about being commanded in the mitzvah, Avada. Goyim are not commanded to put on tefillin. Goyim don't keep Shabbos. I mean, that's obvious. There's no mitzvah for Goyim. The chiddush of Tumas Meis is the tumah doesn't apply to Goyim. Meaning, if a goy is in contact with a mace, then he touches a yid, that yid doesn't become tameh. So it's not only Avada, that's Pasha, the commandment of Paraduma to purify oneself with Paraduma doesn't apply to Goyim. No mitzvahs, only seven mitzvahs are going to Goyim. The Chiddush, the even Tumah, which is the Matthias, if there's a body there, a person touches it, becomes Tameh, he can then transmit the Tumah to another person. But if the person in the middle is a Goy, it doesn't apply to him. Why is that? Oh, so maybe really now I should change to Yiddish. The reason being, because Rabbi Wiesenfeld was here, if you remember, and he said one of his most avid listeners is a non-Jewish person. He said, a non-Jewish person listening, Meila, Chomoyot Zogun, or Bezaizen Zogun Behemoth. That's why a goy hasn't got a tumor. It has, it's keen nicht gemensch. So steht do. Well, lashen here. Ain't a cutting ass of a tumor. Noga me meis. How you commercial loan noga? Halamazia doima le behemish noga. The may the pasha paraduma with the Indian of Thomas Mace brings out the greatness of Clarisol. Not only a goyim not commanded with the mitzvah paraduma, which has got no goyim not commanded any mitzvah. The chiddush is, we would have thought to be some Matthias. At least when they get to a yid, I've had a goy got the tzuvah to have the paraduma. But at least if a goy touches a mace, then he touches a yid, that yid doesn't become tummy. Zeman the goy. Now why is that? So the Chayim HaKadosh is because of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Because of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, that's why they've got zeh, they've got tumas mace. Yeah? And it comes from Torah. Those chukas are Torah. It comes from Torah because we are makabel the Torah. So he gives a mashal here: two kalim, one full of honey and one full of zevel, full of manure. And he put them in the garden. And the one which is full of honey, all the insects come flying there. So the Chayim HaKadosh, if there's something geschmack there, the insects are attracted to honey, not attracted to dirt. The pshat is, the kedusha of Klal Yisrael causes the tumah to become attracted to the Klal Yisrael, Murdik. So the fact that Klal Yisrael and not Goyim have got tumas meis, that brings out the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that we are very special, we are elevated, we are different to the Goyim, and tumas meis only applies to Yid, not to Goyim. Not only they haven't got paraduma, if a Goy touches a meis, and then he touches Yid, that Yid doesn't become tummy. Yeah. Adam Yisrael, yeah, she says it's Shemais, in the Kedusha, because it's Kedusha, so when there's a nifta there, so the Neshama goes away, is a guf, Mela, the Koychas HaTumah are attracted to Belegeret Yid. Right. So the first Kedush is, that a Goy doesn't become Tumah, he touches Shemais. Now there's another Kedush. Also brings, I might think a bigger Kedush. The other one is, that not only a Goy who touches a mace, doesn't become tameh. A goyish mace does not give tumah, but oil. No, negiyah, but oil. Tumas oil to the dead body lying in the room. If it's not a Jewish person, the tumah doesn't come. Is you see again the greatness of the tumah doesn't affect the goy. Oh, so because I say Adam kiyomus but oil. A goy is not called. You're called Adam. A goy is not called Adam. Now there's a question here, interesting title, Odom. Is that a gewaldige, is describing a person as an Odom, is that an exceptionally complimentary title? So I'll tell you about from Abram Gurevich, sitting in safe, he speaks at this point, because there's a big cash here. He's saying that you're called Odom, Goyim aren't called Odom. What does Odom mean? Odom, Adoma, earth, come from the earth. So the question is, why is the word Adam to describe a human being, why is that considered to be a gewaldiger toya covered, a gewaldiger complimentary title? Only Yidna called Adam and Goyim on called Adam. Adam is Adama. Why not say Chayis Enoch Enocha name, which has something to do with Adam means materialism, yet come from the earth. No. Difficult, yeah? Odom. Pardon?
Odom,
no problem.
That's
Achilles. So I'll tell you what I'm going to say. Listen carefully. A name, listen, it's a Satifavad. A name. But the question is, why is Odom, why is it a covered God? Listen, the answer is the following. A name is used to describe someone, to make him different from the things around him, yeah? If there's a lot of people in the room, I say, give this that person. Which one? What's his name? Yeah? If there's only one person there, you don't need a name, just call him, he's a person there, yeah? Similarly, a description. That's what Adam's not anymore. A description is only used for all the same type of things. If you've got 10 chairs in the room, go and give me that chair. Which chair? Is it a armchair? A wooden chair, stacking chairs, all sorts of things. So there's various items which are the same. They have to have a name or description to differentiate them from the things around them, yeah? Similarly, a lot of animals, you have a chreis, whatever. Different types of dogs, yeah? This one's a Labrador, a pet, a common zachen. This one's, I'll say, there's only one dog there, and all the rest are cats. You know, just say the dog. So you start this, a description is used to make it clear when there's a group of things or people all the same, this one is different than things around him. Oh. Now then, so if a person's among people, he has to have a name. Now, so if we say a person is what makes a person different from the rest of the Bria? So if we say a person is a Adam, described as a man, a seichel, bal seichel. So if you said the seichel is what makes him different, why is a person different to animals? He's got a seichel. That suggests, as if to say, we're all animals, all part of the same animal kingdom. No, Adam, bal seichel. So the guy in the evolution, a man is an educated chimpanzee. Tognish. Oh, now comes Likavad. Klal Yisrael on the Madrega, that they are amongst the group. And remember again, a name is used to differentiate the person or the object amongst a group of things, similar things. If they're not similar, you don't need a name. So the Yisad is a Yid who serves the Ribbon Shlolem. He is amongst the. When is he amongst a group of people? When he's amongst a group of other people who serve the Ribbon Shlolem. Who is that? Tzivishin the Malachim. A Yid, Metachelik Akami Mal. When is he amongst a group? Amongst a group of Mashalsim of the Ribbon Shlolem. A Yid is Doimel Malach. Ayi can too come with Magrega being a higher than a man. So you want to describe why is that Yid different to the other Mashasim? Adam as a shtikra Adama. So the fact that we say Adama, if the Adama, if the fact that he comes from the earth, the fact that he has a Magushim de Kemench, is his only distinguishing feature, that shows that Be'etzem, he belongs to the Malachim. You know what? If you say a person, what makes a person unique, he's got a Seichel. Is Mashma under Seichel? He belongs to the behemoths. If you say it's Adama, it's a gewaltiger compliment, a gewaltiger toya covered, it's a wonderful title. A better as a Mashoros from the Bonus Lulam. One thing is Adam. The man said, I had a stickle Gashmius in sich. So if you bring out the point, what makes a person unique is Gashmius, we're saying Be'etzel, the distinguishing feature is the fact that he's an Adam. Meila is a gewaltiger toya covered. It's a complimentary title. Ayid is Sivishna Mashasim Mashasi Elyon. He's got one thing that makes him different, he's called an Adam. Adam means a shtikra Adama. That's a Bom Govich and say that's a pshat. That's why it's a gewaltiger toya covered to say he's called an Adam because when bringing out the Gashmias is what makes him different. As an Adam, as a Mashasim, Boynish Lelem, as an Adam. And that's in this parasha of Tumas Meis, so it brings out the gadlus of Klal Yisrael. So it's the two. First of all, that a goy who touches a meis doesn't transmit tumah. And second of all, a goy who is a meis does not give out tumas oil. So you see twice this inyan, the tumah doesn't come from goyim, doesn't get transmitted from goyim, doesn't come from to bring out the gadlus of Klal Yisrael because of the kedusha of Klal Yisrael, the koychas tumah. Are attracted to the Mokim where there's Kedusha. Right. So that's the gathers of Klal Yisrael from the Now there is a that's the Maila of Klal Yisrael, and that's the Tumah brings down, that's why it's and Chukas HaTorah comes from it because we're in the Kabbalah Torah. So this parasha teaches us the Maila of Klal Yisrael, and where does Klal Yisrael get the Maila from? From being the Kabbalah Torah, does his own Chukas HaTorah. There is, of course, a difficulty that Rashi Taka brings, does bring reasons for Adumah. Interesting. Rashi says a chayik, and Rashi says Moshe Dashen. It's all corresponding to the eagle. Yeah, quite a long Rashi. Arichas. Yeah. Paraduma, like the eagle, b'shifcha, the mother clears away the dirt. Tamima, because we became a woman, olalei oil. And lozakoyim, because Aaron made the eagle. V'sora for Sapporo, because the eagle was burned. Yeah? Erish, she's like three minim of 3,000 people. So actually, it does bring a reason here. So the Paramyophis explains, what's the pshat, why is it a chok? So he says, a pshat, why? It's not a steer to being a chok. So he says, the mitzvah of Paro was given before the Ma'aseh Egel, all those in the Sinai. So when the Torah was given, yeah, then the Mishnah brings some a godly echad, the aftermath of the Torah, they even understood all the mitzvahs. Mamma straight away, yeah? They understood it. That's very chidri. But Zich was given to Moshe Rabbeinu before the Ma'aseh Egel. So the Polim Yofas, there's a well known cloud, the Ribbono Shlem's Yediyah can never be Machayev or never be Soysa al Bechira. But again, to mitzvahs and averus, there's always bechira, and the fact that the Baruch Hashem knows what the person is going to decide is not allowed to interfere with his bechira. Yeah, there's actually a whole perek in Rambam about this. The Rambam finds it necessary to marach about the rights of the people there. It's all b'sher, whatever it'll be, I am what I am. I'm a tzaddik. I'm meant to be a tzaddik. I'm Rosh. I'm meant to be a Rosh. The Baruch knows I'm going to be a Rosh. Yeah, big arichas in Rambam. Rambam's very finding. He used to think that vice. He brings up his little shit again. It's all predetermined. Yeah, and how it fits in, you don't know the answer. Rambam says. Rambam makes a point. You won't know the answer. Yeah, Rambam makes a point of saying we don't know the answer. And the Rav says, why did he ask the question? So Mepharshim say, Rambam wants to. I'm aware of this. If someone has a suffix, how can it be? I decided, he chose one path, had an Isoyan to do a mitzvah on a veil, and he chose, the boys knew what I was going to choose anyway. The boys knew beforehand. So in case you're worried, oh, it's a difficulty, so Rambam tells you, I know about this difficulty, and we can't understand the answer. Right. Oh, so the kids, if it's the idea is not saying, so in the Parim Yofas, when the Torah was given, in the Aboim Yoim, the Ribbono Shloim, didn't want to say claw, this is to mechap on the eagle. So it might be the gather of a kilo version is going to be an eagle. It's always bechira. So he says, and afterwards was nizgara, this is the reason. So he says, the goyim are chepping the Eden. So it's in Santazach. They want to know what's the reason. And they're hoping the Eden will say this reason of Paraduma. So if you mention Aveira, say in for a kituch, you must have a noise of. To mention Bilam, yeah, Eagle, want to mention, you mention Aveira, they're not good. So he says, the Goyim are chepping the Eden, and they want to bring out of, there is a reason. Now, after the Ma'aseh Eagle, this episode, reason. So you meant to answer, it's a Gezeira, we're not allowed to speak about this reason, not to make a Kitrug on Klal Yisrael. This is the Parim Yofas. May that over this, yeah? That's the. Yeah, and they were actually very marach, all very much corresponding to the eagle. Amongst the reasons Rashi brings here, corresponding, he says here, why Erez the Ezov. So Rashi says, Erez is Gavoya, and Ezov is Nomuch, a Balgaiva doesn't have Aveira, he should make himself low. Interesting, Rashi, yeah? Aveiras come from so this Rashi also occurs in Parshas Metzora. So in Parshas Metzora, there, Rashi says, Metzora is Gaiva, so we understand better. Gaiva is the Shoyrish of the Aveira. One of the Aveiras of Metzora comes from Gaiva, yeah? Could be even Lashon Hara, the Chofetz Chaim comes from Gaiva. If you're about Gaiva, you're too preoccupied with your own esteem, you're likely to find fault in other people. Mela, Gaiva, Lashon Hara, so there we understand that the Shoyrish of the Aveira is Gaiva. If you work on your gaiva, you'll be saved from an aveira. But here we're talking about the eagle. Rashi says, every aveira, Rashi says here, ha-gavoya sh'nizgol chota. So it seems to Rashi, every aveira, the yisod is, comes from gaiva. Yeah? And the eight is to be an on of, yeah? The Rashi tells us, yisod in paraduma, as gaiva is the cause of aveira, yeah? So obviously, gaiva here doesn't mean people think Gaiva means like to be aware of your importance, yeah, and anivus to think that you're not chveis ich bin agonist, yeah. There's a chavis avovus. The Chumash got a whole chapter, Shah HaChniyah, a whole chapter about the union of the Chniyah of another. So he starts off by saying, the person goes around thinking, I'm not, I can't do anything, I'm just as very, very, very lacking in his self-esteem. He said that's only called, it's not another, as doing the behemoth, it's not good, it's not as, just give you, amend the mantra Shiva saying the Shiva, he said that, a mensch gives him, ich bin a gornisht, ich ken gornisht, is it a gornisht? Got no ambitions and no value for your avodas Hashem. So that is a very important trap, not to fall the trap of anivus, not valuing what it is, because it all starts off, Daka, when he starts Shachni, he says there, yes, anivus, shu dalus hanefesh, the ends and even said, "Rak and even doesn't mush." But Emma's stand on this low, no value, no ambition, no chesivas. She says that Loshen when he speaks about another, Hagayv another, Shorach a roivim esanefesh. Before a person works another, he has to have an awareness of his cheshivas, the fact that he's got a neshama, and he's got a voice Hashem, and his voice Hashem is very important. Then, after he starts working on being an anav, yeah? So pshat anav means not to be conceited, first of all. And gaiva means because he'd be arrogant about your ma'ariv. Oh, so nivas means to attribute your ma'ariv to Ribbono Shel Olam, but not to be lacking in awareness of your koichas, yeah? So Paul's thinking about him, you don't derive for this, Yisod. But anyway, you can see in this passage here, it says the Rashi here, gaiva causes aveira. But Emes, the gaiva, which is vayig, which you're supposed to have, which that Emes stops you doing an aveira. If the guy, the Chazal always builds up, ich bin a gornish, so by building up one's self-esteem, ich bin a ben Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, and I've got on the Shema, I'm part of Klal Yisrael, and my avodas Hashem is very important, and I've got a very important part to play in the Bria, that will prevent a person doing state in the soul, that can prevent a person doing an Aveira. So you shouldn't respond. That's one that's a gross Shemira from an Aveira, if a person's aware of his Cheshivas. Because he's aware of his Cheshivas, he won't want to sink so low as to do Zachem as passage from here. I'm not worthy of doing such lowly behavior. So the gaiva of valuing one's neshama and being aware of the greatness of Klal Yisrael, that can be a shmira to stop you doing an aveira. Yeah? And when Rashi says here, you should lower yourself, and that will stop you doing aveira, pum faket. If you think you've been a gornish, you'll do more aveira. Anyway, I'm not worthy, I'll do more aveiras. So I'm bringing out the point that if there's a false interpretation of gaiva, just the opposite. The gaiva will help you to the gaiva of being maxim will stop you doing aveiras. And the anava, being an anav, being too much of an anav, and not valuing yourself, and not being aware of them, will cause you to do aveiras. Why will it cause you aveiras? I'm nobody important. I'm not the same as I'm going to Zachin yet. So obviously, the gaiva which will cause aveiras, means a gaiva when you become arrogant and conceited and you don't attribute your ma'ariv to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that can cause aveiras, because you forget the Ribbono Shel Olam, you think I'm in charge of my own destiny. Yeah? Whatever I've got, that and anivus, which is necessary to prevent aveiras, is to be aware of your koichas, but to realize it all comes from Ribbono Shel Olam, not to be arrogant and conceited. Somebody's arrogant about his mind, that can cause him to aveiras. May the eitzah is to be a yashber atzmoi. Lower yourself, meaning to attribute your mind. That's the and another helps avodas Hashem. And the chiddush is not only a Mitzayra, any Aveira. Every Aveira comes from being too conceited. Well, interesting. Sounds very simple. This you saw. The Gaiva causes your Aveira. If you're conceited, you're arrogant, you might do an Aveira. And if you're an Anav, if you tribute, if you humble yourself, you won't do Aveira. If I've got a Raya, it's not so simple. It's a very, very profound idea. What's my Raya? The Raya is, in Sefer Melachim, Shlomo HaMelech was given a gewaldige matana of murdige chochma, yeah? Shemelech, the wisdom of Solomon. Shemelech, the gewaldige, ausgewendige chochma. And the passage describes his chochma. Yeah? The things that he knew. The things that he knew. Yeah? But Yech can be called him Esau, he was clever than everybody. The Chalke, the Dada, all these big Chom. The Dabba Shlushloff in Moshel, the Yeshir Chomisha, the Dabba Loetzim, Menawesh of Radwezov. He spoke about the wood, that's meaning which wood is used for a fua, which plants are good. I'll call the Haim a Marufuoso. How to heal. Shlomo Melech was a bocky in veterinary medicine. Hishtegdo. He knew about plants and animals. Because not only in Torah, all these big chachamim, and knew everything. He knew botany, he knew chachmas Torah, botany, astronomy, animal biology, zoology. Shlomo Melech was a gewaldige chacham mikol adam in al inyanim. Right. Aloy, fala remez, ra dogim, yeah? Ornithology, they call it, yeah? Kitzel yalla zachem. Says Rashi Chiddush. Now, and the Dabal Oetze, missing this Rashi here. Chazal say, Aloy Oetze, he says as follows. He says what things that he said. Ma ra matoira li toa begvoyo shebegvoyim, o benamuch shebelemuchim. He said that. Come to Chiz, right? Chazal say, Shemelech said this Rashi Matzaira. Shemelech said this Rashi. A big chokh mishlema. You know why a Matzaira has a, and who would name it, the eagle, has a tall a cedar tree and a low grass? Because if a gaiva calls you an aveira, you should be in honor and you won't do an aveira. So it's interesting, we're talking about chokh mishlema here. So of all the things he said, Chazal, he said this Rashi. Had a Chiddush? The pasuk says Shlomo HaMelech, the gvaldige chacham, his level of wisdom was above our comprehension. So what did he say? Well, he said the achais. He said ganz Rambam hukskit chaydish. He said everything. He knew everything. But the pasuk picks out one thing. He said this chazal. He said, and the pasuk brings it when it's bringing out the chacham of Shlomo HaMelech. What's his name? Is that such a big vaystois? This inyan is a gvaldige. What is the merge? A good word, yeah. Exceptional level of chokhma to understand this inyan. Shlomo Melech said it after he got his chokhma. What did he say? It's just the Rashi. We also learn the Rashi. Yeah. So why is this mentioned for chokhma Shlomo? Vaystois is an exceptionally level of avona to understand properly this inyan. The gaiva causes the chait. Actually means this thing I said before, with the right type of gaiva, not gaiva where you don't realize the importance. Every person is important, every person is very valuable, and every person has a very unique mission to serve the Ibn Shem. But the gaiva of being conceited, of being arrogant, if a person attributes his qualities to himself, and he forgets about the Ibn Shem, that is the source of all aveiras. And the way to cure it is to be an onav, meaning not to be an onav and think you're worth nothing. To be an onav to realize all my qualities come from the Ribono Shel Olam, and I want to submit myself entirely to the Rotzon Hashem. Yeah, Chavos Avovah says one of the minhagim of an onav is he can tell someone off. About guy who won't do, about guy who's worried about his covered. An onav can sometimes do the looking behavior, and I'm good. Something needs to be said. Why would Onav do it? Because he's not with his own covered. He's only worried about Kavod Shemayim. So a real Onav is somebody who's an Anivus, means he's not concerned with his own covered. He only wants to do Ratzon Hashem, so he'll do whatever's necessary. Mashiach Balgaiva is concerned about his own covered. He won't always do what he's supposed to do, because what will people say about me, yeah? Chazal always says the highest Madrega is Hagnus Vashvach Shove Be'enov. She was saying whether you'll get Bezionis or covered. You just do what the Baruch Hashem wants. That's an Onov. I'll do the will of Hashem. And the Chiddush is, the Shlomo Melech said this after he got Chachma Shlomo. Vaystois is a very important Yisod, and you need to have Chachma Shlomo to understand it properly. Right. Now the main Meriva. Different Pshatim. What was the Aveira? Nisha the Claw. What the Aveira? Vachem says 10 different Pshatim. Was it because Moshe Rabbeinu hit the rock, or he hit it twice? And yeah, and the kasha is, if you say speaking hits almost the same, really. And balance the kasha. Why is that a big chesaron if you hit the rock instead of speaking? It's the sameness anyway. But I suppose a bit more. If the rock gives out water without speaking, without hitting, people say, ooh, even a rock listens to the Ibn Shalom without being given a patch. If you have to hit it, it's already lost the effect. Need to be hit first. Even though hitting is no difference to a rock than speaking.
If you go to a rock and speak, nothing's going to happen. and if you hit it, nothing will happen. But here he said, but it says, for hope sakes on name of, there was water in the rock already.
Oh.
So if you hit the rock long and hard enough,
okay.
It is not such a name.
So because of various pshat and whatever, the interesting now, the Machashkov is about the interesting about it. Says in the pasuk, "V'tzeisle ma'amasela, v'shkisa esha'eda ve'esbi'iram." You will give the people and the animals. Later, when it says the when it happened, it says "V'yetsu ma'am rabim." You know the word? Make it sound nachmu. You know the word? Make it sound nachmu. But it's such a good word. Hear it again. No, I didn't. The S-O-A-D of S-B-E-R-O-M. The Ada and the cattle, the animals. When it happened, it says, V'teish to Ada, U-B-E-R-O-M. Without the S. Interesting. When it was commanded, it says, you should give to drink the people, the S-B-E-R-O-M, and the animals. And when it happened, it says, Ha-Ada, U-B-E-R-O-M, without the word S. No hefsik. So the Meshach Chachma is that the Birchas Hashem, the highest Madrega, is in the quality, not the quantity. Oichel Kima, u'mizborach b'meh. The highest Madrega, when Hashem gives a bracha, it's a ruchisnik bracha, meaning a small amount can nourish a lot of people. Oh. It's in the ruchis. That's the Birchas Hashem. A little Madrega, you have to have a lot, yeah? So it's involved by the by Shmita. What will we eat? People are worried. Why are you worried? They'll grow more produce in the sixth year. So the Mepharshim saying, the Sfarim said, Kliyaka, really won't grow more. Really, it'll be the same amount of produce, will last longer. But if you've got cash, I want to see it. I want to see the physical increase that Hashem gives a bracha, more will grow. But really, you don't need more. If you're a high madrega, the same amount can last more. A bracha, which is from the Ribono Shel Olam, which is called a ruchnias, you don't have to see it in the material can be in about in the quantity. Oh. So the Meshech Chachma, if it was meant to be, the Meimari was meant to be a greater ness, that only a small amount of water would come out. It doesn't say Ma'im Rabim. A small amount of water for the people. And the Pshat is, a small amount would be enough for them. So when it's a small amount, it's obviously Kuloi Ruchnius, not quenching your thirst. It's like, and the animals, they're supposed to drink like an animal drinks. So it's supposed to be, ideally, had the Kiddush Hashem been on the highest level, let's say Moshe Rabbeinu just spoken through it, the Kiddush Hashem is so great, so the whole, all the water coming out is kulo ruchnius. It's all matnas alekim. So when it's matnas alekim, you don't need a lot of water. It doesn't say ma'am rabim. It's just water, a small amount of water. Esoed of Espiram, there's a hefsik between the people and the animals. Because the animals are drinking, quenching the thirst, as if you're a behema. And the people are not drinking to quench the thirst. They're a small amount of water, and they're drinking, it's like a spiritual drinking. They're not drinking to quench the thirst. They're drinking a small amount, and because a small amount is sufficient for them, so they're aware this is kula ruchnius. It's not a normal bracha. Meneira, it's for Ada, the S B'iram, the people and the animals are separated by the word S to show you the people are not drinking that the animals are drinking. The animals are drinking gashmius to quench the thirst, and the people are drinking kula ruchnius, a small amount of water. Oh, but in the end, what happened was, it wasn't that level of Kiddush Hashem was supposed to be. So what happened? I found there was a kiddush. Mayim Rabim. So lower Madrega, you have to have a lot of water. Why do you need a lot? Because they were not zoicha to the high Madrega of a Birchas Hashem, where a small amount can survive to a lot of water. And about to have a lot of water, what happened? Ha'eda ubi'iram. The Ayim water was shoved. They were both drinking posher to quench the thirst. It was a chesor. It was meant to be a high Madrega, yeah? So this is the highest level is the gashmius is ruchnius. You're not doing an animal, yeah? Bim is a shakavod, but it's not doing an animal. Every person does supposed to be a higher level, yeah? The main mila of Klali Yisrael is that the gashmius can also be ruchnius, yeah? Why we zirk to the Torah? Malachim wanted to, when she may say, you haven't got, or you're not, Malachim are kula ruchni, yeah? We are human beings, we have all the weaknesses of a human being, we need to eat and drink and sleep and engage in all these mundane everyday tasks, but the idea is, Makadosh, the Gashmias, to make it ruchnius. The Mela, so we're not on the Madrega, of course, to have Ochel Kima Mizborach Mamez Veham. We don't see that nowadays. A small amount of food should last. That's a very exceptional Madrega. A small amount should last. We have to have you have to eat as much as you need. Even though we haven't got that Madrega, we can work on the Madrega that our drinking shouldn't be like it should be more an aruch. Eating and drinking, all the material affairs of this world should be at a higher level, yeah? The stomach, even when it says Ubi Iram, their drinking was higher than our drinking now. It doesn't mean Mamasha, Baltai, the Dura Midbar. The stomach pshat is, the fee their level could have been, it's Mistabba, the Dura Midbar, the Dura Mekabli Torah, when they did eating and drinking, it was also Ruchni. The mom was not Ruchni, yeah? The month. I'm sure they ate or they drank also. They weren't drinking like Bali Taiva. They were drinking with a Kavana Vodis Hashem. What the Meshach Chachma probably means is, Lefid Madrei, it could have been a small amount of water. And had it been a small amount of water, then it would be clear this is completely supernatural. How does a small amount of water last for so many people? So it says Hashem made a koyach in the water that he can give, that he can quench their thirst. So had that happened, there would have been kulo dovok in the bone shlolem, and Ezekiel would definitely not have drunk to quench the thirst. How can you drink like a behemoth? Because you see clear, it's Birchas Hashem. A few drops of water is good enough for you. So obviously, then, they would have drunk with a kavana, kula l'shem shemayim, without any taivas gashmius. Because it was ma'am rabim, a lot of water, maybe they could have been misled to think, yeah, let's push it. The first I drink, maybe it was more doma to behema, but it was a chesorim, and it came because of the lack of kiddush Hashem. There was a kiddush Hashem. Time to ask, we see the chayma, one madrega less of kiddush Hashem, yeah? For Kaddish Bam, there was a Kiddush Hashem, was an S. Vaistois, the slight difference, the Ness could have been greater, and one higher level of a Kiddush Hashem makes all the difference, yeah? Doesn't say there wasn't Chasom a Chil Hashem, was still a great Ness, the water came out of a stone. Or because he had to hit the stone, or whatever that Vela was, Mamela was one level down the Madrega of Kiddush Hashem. On the Madrega of the Dura Midbar, that one level less, with all the difference, so the drinking became more of a Gashmistika rather than a Ruchizik type of drinking. Of the highest Madrega is, a person's eating and drinking, and you understand he's not like a behemoth, it's a Kul Hashem Shemayim. Yeah? Wait.